I'm Alyssa Dole. I knew from the beginning that I wanted to work with people in my thesis. Even though I'm shy, I love observing and interacting with people of all backgrounds. When I first started taking photographs, my natural inclination was to photograph people walking by me on the street. I used a zoom lens to remain inconspicuous, but I'm sure most people noticed me. I didn't care, though, because I was looking to capture an interesting expression or gesture that would allow me to speculate later about who that person was or what was on that person's mind. My fascination with photographing people inspired me to learn more about documentary photography, since many documentary photographers work to develop meaningful relationships with their subjects. I am drawn to photographs by Dorothea Lange and Ansel Adams, who use documentary photography to convey the plight of Americans during times of war and economic struggle. I find their photographs of Japanese-American internment during World War II especially powerful due to their emotionally raw, straightforward quality. I also love the way these photographs seem to tell a story without needing any accompanying text. Inspired by this work, I began approaching many different people around various areas of Lewiston and asking to take photographs of them. But after a few months of experimentation, I realized that my project lacked focus. Looking at my photographs, an image of a Somali store owner standing in his shop on Lisbon Street in downtown Lewiston stood out from the others. Not only was the photograph visually strong, but the narrative behind it was also compelling. Since the influx of refugees from Somalia began, many Somalis have opened their own small businesses on Lisbon Street, helping to revitalize the street after years of economic hardship. This street is also home to many multi-generational family businesses that have been around for decades. It soon became clear that I was interested in using Lisbon Street as the focus of my thesis project. As I visited more and more stores, I quickly learned the most effective ways of interacting with the owners and employees. I learned to go in first as a customer because showing up as an unknown entity with a camera can be intimidating. I also learned the importance of establishing a reciprocal relationship with the owners and employees by offering to give them prints or take photographs for their website. The more times I visited a store, the more comfortable the owners and employees became with interacting with me, which led to more personal photographs. Although I have heard many interesting stories throughout this process, I decided that I would like my photographs to stand by themselves rather than be accompanied by text. I hope that my images can tell a story on their own, especially when presented in a logical sequence. When viewers see the facade of the store, followed by its merchandise and then the owner or an employee behind the counter, I hope they feel as though they are entering the store themselves. In the limited time I have worked on this project, I have tried to begin to represent the diversity of culture and ethnicity on Lisbon Street as accurately as possible. I hope my photographs will start to give viewers a sense of the diverse vitality of the stores on Lisbon Street and encourage them to take advantage of everything the street has to offer.